我想我今天非常荣幸能够介绍 Dr. Tuck 能够来到我们中间啊。
It is my honor to introduce Dr. Tuck.
我十几年前就认识他，因为那时候念慈是他的学生。
I've known him for more than 10 years because Sister Nancy was his student.
这个我们本来前一阵子跟 Western Seminary 正在看看他们能不能搬到我们会所里面来使用。
Sometime back, Our church and Western Seminary were discussing if they could use this facility.
但是最近因为一些特殊的原因，所以暂时不能进来。他们会用在 Santa Clara University 那边的地方。
For some special reasons that they will not be able to use this facility, they have found a place near Santa Clara University.
但是我们还是非常高兴，我们还是有机会在属灵上能够从他们得到帮助。所以今天Dr. Tuck 他来跟我们分享信息。
But we especially still appreciate that we get to benefit from them in this spiritually, and then we're very thankful that Dr. Tuck can be here today.
虽然我没有直接上过Dr. Tuck 的课，但是 Sister Nancy 每次回来都会跟我分享。
Even though I never attended Dr. Tuck's class, but then my wife always came back and shared with me.
所以我非常谢谢他。
I really appreciate him.
他是在 Western Seminary 当教务长academic dean.
He's the academic dean at Western Seminary.
然后是新约学的教授跟释经学的教授。
And he's also the professor for New Testament and also hermeneutics.
所以我想我们今天Dr. Tuck 来跟我们讲到，也是试验看大家现在读经的进度程度怎么样啊。
So today is also a test to see how well versed we are in the Bible.
如果太深也要装作懂哈。
Still try to understand or pretend you understand even if it's too deep.
我们也非常高兴那个Mrs. Tuck 还有你们的 friend Nancy, 是吧 right?
We're also very happy that Mrs. Tuck and Sister Nancy are here with us.
那等一下这一堂信息完了以后在英文组Dr. Tuck 会对说英文的弟兄姊妹们继续有另外一堂成人主日学。
After the sermon, Dr. Tuck would teach at the English congregation, the Sunday school.
可以针对这堂信息的 feedback 或是 Q&A, 就是有什么问题。好，我们底下时间交给 Dr. Tuck.
So we welcome Dr. Tuck.
Thank you. Good morning. What a great privilege it is to be with you this morning.
大家早，今天很高兴能够跟大家在一起。
I forgot about that part. I count it a great privilege and honor to get to speak for God before His people.
今天我很荣幸，而且是我的特权，能够跟神的子民今天一起分享信息。
Thank you for welcoming us into your gathering this morning to be part of your worship time together.
高兴，非常谢谢你们今天欢迎我，也接纳我在你们中间一起敬拜神。
I was wonderfully.Oh, please that God directed me to the passage and the subject that we are going to look at together, given your theme for the year about the Spirit.
我很感谢主，主带领我来跟大家分享的信息，跟今年在教会里的主题是很接近，是很一致的。
Perhaps you remember a couple of years ago, well, it was about the time that President Bush was to be inaugurated the second time in 2005.
大概在2005年当布希总统第二次登基就职的时候，就职典礼的时候。
One thing that caught my attention in the news was a flap about wanting to make it illegal to have any public prayers at that occasion.
我想当时呢很引起我注意的呢就是有一件事情就是他们想要使那个公众的祷告成为 legalized public prayer legalized the
public. Yeah.
让公众的祷告成为合法。
It makes me sad to see what's happening in our country.
哦，当时的是说让公众的祷告成为不合法，那当时使我非常的难过。
In recent years, military chaplains are becoming, have felt more and more censored in their prayers, unable to use certain words and expressions because of political correctness.
最近几年在军队中的这个军牧呢，他们的祷告呢也被检查，有一些字他们在祷告的时候都不能用。
Prayers at public schools were outlawed years ago, and prayers at public school functions are becoming fewer and fewer, like football games and so forth.
那在学校中的祷告呢，已经很早就被禁止了，而学校中的这些祷告的活动呢，也越来越少。
One of the great battles in our society has to do with this interface between church and state, and prayer is one of those key battlegrounds.
在征战中，当教会跟政府之间的接触的这些过程中，祷告就是一件很严重的问题。
Prayer is something common to many religions.
其实祷告呢，在许多的宗教里面都有。
I believe somehow it's imprinted in our soul, in the human heart, by our Creator, that we should know our dependence on the infinite.
我相信呢，这个祷告呢，是我们的造物主在我们心中所放下的一个需要，让我们有这个感觉，有这个需要，要跟我们的造物主之间有交通。
Life is in His hands, and somehow even the godless know this.
而我们的生命是在他的手中，甚至于没有神的人都知道这件事。
As a little child, I was taught to pray, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take."
甚至于在我小的时候呢，我就学会了祷告。我祷告的时候就在睡觉前我就说主啊，现在我要睡觉了，我把我的灵魂交给你。如果我没有办法活着起来的话，我就把我的生命交给你。
Does that work the same in Mandarin as in English? Very close, okay. Catholics are taught to pray the rosary.
那天主教徒呢，他们就学习用玫瑰金祷告。
It's very common in churches to pray the Lord's Prayer.
那在教会里呢，大家都习惯用主祷文祷告。
I would like to encourage the praying of prayers that are recorded in Scripture.
但是我希望能够鼓励大家能够照着圣经上所写出来的祷告来祷告。
And one in particular that God has wonderfully used in my life is the one that Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 1.
在我生命中我常常用的一个祷告就是保罗在以弗所书的祷告。
We understand that life is not merely this physical existence that we see with our physical eyes and touch and smell and hear and taste.
因为我们知道生命呢，我们的生命不单只是这个物质的世界，是我们可以看、可以触摸、可以感觉到的这个世界而已。
Life is also spiritual.
我们的生命同时也是属灵的。
Though we may be a little bit unclear at times as to what that actually means.
但是有的时候我们可能对这个属灵的生命不太清楚。
I think we should give attention to that very matter, defining what is spirit.
所以我们可能要先来下一个定义，到底什么是灵。
Maybe the best we can do is to say that spirit is the immaterial.
或许我们可以说呢，属灵的呢，就是不是属物质的。
And being immaterial, it is not the kind of thing we know by our five senses or study in chemistry, not subject to the laws of physics.
那这个不是属物质的这个世界呢，就不是我们能够用我们的五官或是用我们的化学物理的定律能够来解答的、解释的。
Spirit does not have mass, and it is not at issue in Einstein's theories.
因为这个属灵的世界呢，它并没有这个质量，所以也那个爱因斯坦的定律也不能够应用在上面。
But that does not mean that it is imaginary or fantasy or fiction.
但是这并不表示属灵的世界就是一个空洞的一个抽象的想象的世界。
God is spirit, and He made us in His image.
因为神是个灵，而且他 造我们是照着他的形象造的。
We are the only being created in Genesis chapter 1 that is or has spirit.
我们是唯一在创世纪第一章里面被造的被造物之中有灵的。
Still in trying to understand it, we're left like trying to nail jello to the wall.
我们想要来更多的解释呢，就好像我们把那个布钉要钉在墙上一样。
The notion of spirit is still very slippery.
要来解释这个灵呢，还是非常的困难。
But whether we have a clear understanding or blurry, I believe that by practicing the kind of prayer that Paul modeled for us here, we can become more and more spiritual.
不管我们对这个灵的了解有多少，但是我相信，当我们在祷告的时候，我们学习照着保罗的祷告的话，我们就会越来越属灵。
Another way to say it is, I don't believe we have to understand spirituality with great clarity before we can grow spiritually.
换句话说，我不觉得我们必须对属灵的这个事情呢，灵的事情了解得非常清楚，才能够我们在属灵上长进。
Maybe it actually goes the other way around.
或许应该是反过来的次序。
Still, to the extent that we can understand, let us strive for that.
所以呢，为了我们要能够多了解，我们必须先实行，我们先做。
It's toward the end of the epistle, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, that Paul directed the church to pray at all times in the Spirit.
在以弗所书第六章到最末了的时候呢，保罗就劝以弗所的教会呢，要靠着圣灵随时多方的祷告。
But he didn't really define it, at least not on that occasion.
但是他并没有定下这个定义。
Pray at all times in the Spirit. Maybe that sounds a little mysterious. Some might even say spooky. I don't know if that's a good Chinese word.
因为保罗并没有下定义什么叫做在圣灵里多放的祷告，我们听起来可能会觉得很神秘，甚至有点
What is spiritual praying? Is there any other kind?
那么除了在圣灵里祷告，还有没有任何其他种的祷告？
Paul articulated in Ephesians two different prayers in chapter 3 and also in chapter 1.
保罗呢，在以弗所书里有两次的祷告，一次是在第三章，一次是在第一章。
And in both of these, he expressly focused on spiritual matters.
在这两个祷告里面呢，他都是着重在属灵的事。
In the prayer in chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, he indicated that he prayed that we would be strengthened with power in the inner man by his spirit.
在第三章的祷告第十六、第十七节呢，保罗特别祷告说，让你们心里的力量或是你们里面的人借着圣灵刚强起来。
And he prayed that the Messiah would dwell in our hearts through faith.
而且他说要让弥赛亚这个救主呢，因着你们的信住在你们心里。
And so with that orientation background, I want to bring us to the prayer in chapter 1.
我就先要来看第一章的祷告。
It is dense with rich wording and long sentences.
因为保罗的祷告呢，他的用字用得非常的华美，而且字句很长。
A passage like this forces us to slow down and analyze it in bite-sized pieces.
像我们碰到这样子的经文呢，字句很华美，而且字句很长的时候，我们就必须要先慢下来，我们一点一点的来看。
Let me read for us, beginning at verse 15.
让我来读，从15章来读，15节。
And I'll just read the whole thing through verse 19. Okay. For this reason, I, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease making mention of you, giving thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your hearts being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe, which is in accordance with the working of the strength of his might.
Verses 15 through 19.
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。There's so much there, it would be easy for us to get lost in the trees and lose sight of the forest.
像这一段所讲的是这么的多，所以让我们很容易就迷失，很容易就失去重心。
Let me begin there and establish the main point, which is abundantly clear. Paul prays for one thing above all, that we would know God.
让我来把它简化一下。在这里呢，保罗主要的祷告呢，就是让我们能够真认识他，真知道他。I
pray that God may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
他说，我祷告呢。 愿意神赐那智人智慧和启示的人启示的灵使你们真知道他。
Knowledge is a word that's associated with academics or it's associated with interpersonal relations.
这个知道呢，我们可有的时候呢是在知识上的知道，但是有的时候呢是在关系中的知道认识。
Knowing God is not merely informational.
我们要来认识神，不单只是在知识上认识他。He
is the creator of personhood because he is the original ultimate person.
他是创造人的那位造物主，所以呢，其实他是人的源头。We've
got to know that Paul thinks that what he is saying is important.
所以保罗呢，他在这里讲的很重要。
We've got to believe he wasn't just casually tossing words around here and there to fill space, trying to sound pious.
我们要相信保罗在这里说的很重要，他不是只是在这边把一些字句填满起来，听起来很敬虔，很属灵。He's
chosen his words carefully.
他选择字句上非常的小心。He's
praying for something they and we need.
他为他们也为我们祷告我们所需要的。
When Paul prays for Christians, he prays that we would know God.
当保罗为基督徒祷告的时候，他祷告使我们能够真认识他。And
in this, he is modeling for us praying in the Spirit.
那这也是我们在圣灵里祷告的典范。Paul
is speaking here to people that he believed were already children of God.
因为在保罗在这书信的对象写的呢，是已经是神的儿女了。
Just a couple of verses earlier, chapter 1, verse 13, he says, You heard the word of truth, you believed in him, and you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit.
因为在第一章第十三节，保罗已经说，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。So
when he prays that God would give them this spiritual wisdom and revelation toward the knowledge of God.
而保罗在这里呢，却为他们祷告，希望呢能够有赐人智慧和启示的灵，使他们真知道他。He
means that he wants us to grow in that knowledge.
换句话说，他希望我们在认识神的事上更有长进。This
of course makes perfect sense in the whole phenomenon of knowing persons.
因为这个呢，其实是很有道理的。Knowing
people is categorically other than and higher than knowing arithmetic.
就好像我们认识人，我们认识人，这比我们认识算术要更要高层次。
Once you know 2 plus 2, there's no room to grow in that.
因为你一旦学会了 2 加 2, 你就不需要在这一件事情上继续长进。
But knowing people is dynamic and never finished.
但是对于人的认识呢，却是非常的活的，而且没有止境的。
Knowing God is like that, times a thousand.
而认识神呢，就是像那样子，但是高大过一千倍。
And this knowledge of God comes only when God grants it. When God grants spiritual wisdom and revelation of Himself.
但是在认识神的事上呢，除非神赐给我们智慧和启示的灵，我们才能够认识他。
Recall what Jesus said to Peter. Peter said, "You are the Christ." And Jesus answered, "Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who's in heaven."
当我们记得彼得在跟主耶稣对话的当中，彼得说你是基督，而主耶稣说这个不是说血肉之体所能启示你的，而是父启示你的。
This is how people learn of God.
这就是人如何来认识神。
This is how all of us learned of God.
这也是我们如何来认识神。
Only by such revelation will the folks out there learn of God.
也是唯有照这样子的启示，人才能够认识神。
God works a miracle of turning on the light, we might say, the light of His truth, His glory in our hearts.
但是神呢，他把照明我们心中眼睛的这件事情做成，其实是一件神迹。
If God did not disclose Himself to us, we would be forever ignorant.
如果神没有把他自己启示给我们的话，我们永远都是无知的。
Of all the things Paul could have prayed for and probably did,
在保罗的祷告里面呢，他其实也可以祷告其他的事，或许他也祷告了。
Surely he prayed for physical health and relational reconciliations.
我相信保罗也有祷告，身体得医治，关系恢复。
The one thing he sees fit to tell us that he prayed was that we would know God.
但是他选择让我们知道他的祷告呢，却是他希望我们知道认识神。
Is this a clue that to Paul, nothing is more important?
或许对我们这也是一个暗示，在保罗来说，没有其他的事比这个更重要。
Think of it this way. If knowing God is most important, what do you think is number two?
我们来想想，如果你认为，如果认识神是最重要的，那第二重要是什么？
We can't even think of what number two is.
我们连第二个最重要的我们都没有办法想出来。
Because second is so far inferior.
因为第二个比第一个实在是差得太远了。
Knowing God is the most important thing in all of life, in all of eternity. Nothing else comes even close.
认识神是最重要的事，在所有的永恒里面，在所有的生命里面，其他的事情甚至于根本就没有办法接近，是差太远了。
Jesus said it this way in his prayer in John 17:3. This is eternal life to know you.
耶稣在约翰福音第十七章的祷告第三节里面，他说：“认识那独一的真神就是永生。”
And to know Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督。
As Paul continues, he expands what he wants us to come to know.
然后保罗在这个祷告里面呢，继续他来解释他所希望我们认识知道的。
In verse 17, the main point is to know God.
在所以十七节呢，最主要的就是说要真认识、真知道神。
In verses 18 and 19, then he lists three facts or concepts that we might know.
第十八、十九节呢，他就列出了三个我们应该知道的观念。
Three key words: hope, inheritance, power.
那三个要字呢，就是盼望，还有基业，还有 the third one, power 还有能力。
Hope, inheritance, power.
就是盼望、基业还有能力。
But before that, he makes the point that this is spiritual knowledge.
但是他说呢，这其实是属灵的知识。
At the beginning of verse 18, he speaks of the eyes of your heart or the eyes of your understanding being enlightened.
所以在第十八节一开始的时候呢，他就说到要照明你们心中的眼睛，换句话说，要开你们属灵的悟性。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4 that God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving.
因为保罗他曾经说过, 这个世界的神弄瞎了你们的心眼。
There's a sense in which all of us were born blind in our hearts.
换句话说呢, 在我们出生的时候, 我们里面的眼睛就已经瞎了。
And God has enlightened our eyes, has made us sighted spiritually.
而神呢, 照明了我们心中的眼睛, 使我们在属灵上的眼睛得以开, 可以看见。
So we're dealing here with the issue of spiritual knowledge and spiritual praying.
所以我们在这里讲的呢, 是属灵的知识, 还有属灵的祷告。
Is spiritual knowledge different from ordinary knowledge?
那属灵的知识跟普通的知识有不一样吗?
I'm sure that there's something important there, but it's really hard for us to get a clear idea of it.
我相信有些不同, 但是在我们来说有时候搞不清楚。
And when God gave us the Bible, He didn't really provide us a complete glossary of terms.
但是呢, 我们的圣经里并没有解答, 并没有把它解释得很清楚。
But any spiritual knowledge, any material knowledge, rather, is known by our outer man intellect, which is afflicted by finitude and senitude. I just made that up. Good luck.
I don't
know. Okay. Shall we back up?
普通的知识呢, 是要用我们这个外面的人来理解, 但是我们外面的人的这个悟性呢, 却受到了我们的罪的影响。
Paul's prayer is predicated on the fact that the eyes of our hearts have been enlightened.
但是呢, 保罗在这里却说, 希望我们心中的眼睛能够被照明。
God has given us eyes on our face, and He's given us eyes of the heart.
因为神呢, 祂不但给我们在, 脸上有一对眼睛, 祂也同时在给我们心里有眼睛。
Spiritual eyes are illuminated that we might perceive spiritual realities.
当我们属灵的眼睛被照明了, 我们就可以看见属灵的事实。
And so in 2 Corinthians 4, He urges us to look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are unseen.
所以呢, 在, 哥林多后书第四章的地方, 保罗, 鼓励我们, 要我们看那个看不见的事, 不要让我们只是注意看得见的事。
These outer man eyes are quite adequate for receiving visual stimuli and transmitting appropriate neurosignals to our brains.
我们外面的眼睛呢, 可以看见外面的事情, 并且告诉我们大脑, 这些资讯。
And we can say much the same about our ears, our nose, our other senses.
在我们其他的感官也同样, 我们的耳朵, 我们的, 鼻子, 都可以, 看, 从把外面收到的讯息传到我们的脑子。
God has given us these for receiving stimuli, information about our physical world.
神给我们这些感官, 使我们可以感觉, 可以认识这个外面的世界。
And so that it can be transmitted to our brains, and we can process raw data, and we can know the physical material world and our situation in it.
然后我们大脑接受了这些讯息, 我们就可以, 可以来反, 有, 对这个外面的世界有所反应。
The hard sciences are about observing and analyzing our physical world.
我们这个, 我们的, 我们的科学呢, 其实就是来观察, 并且来分析, 我们外面的事, 外面的这个世界。
Man has invented various instruments from microscopes to telescopes to enhance our capacity to observe.
那人呢, 发明了显微镜, 甚至于到望远镜, 来观察, 并且更多地了解这个外面的世界。
But these instruments and these organs are utterly useless for observing and analyzing the spiritual.
但是我们人所发明的这些仪器, 还有我们的感官, 对于属灵的事情呢, 就一点用处都没有, 我们没有办法, 观察, 也没有办法分析属灵的事。
Paul is affirming the truth that there is a non-material world.
而保罗在这里是说, 还有一个非物质的世界。
There's a world that cannot be perceived through our ordinary sensory organs.
这个世界呢, 我们没有办法用我们, 普通的感官来认识。
Elsewhere we are taught that God is spirit.
因为神是一个灵。
And so, John 1:18, that's why John says, no man has seen God at any time.
这就是为什么约翰在约翰福音第一章里面说从来没有人见过神。
Paul says of God that he is invisible.
而保罗说神是看不见的。
He is spirit. And if we are going to know him, it will only be through spiritual sensory means.
所以我们要来认识他必须用我们属灵的感官。
Perhaps this sheds some light on the concept we walk by faith, not by sight.
这也许或许可以解释为什么呢？我们行事为人是凭信心而不是凭眼见。
So this issue of the eyes of the heart is really about faith. It's an aspect of believing.
所以呢，这个属灵的眼睛呢，其实就是我们的信心，跟这个信很有关系。
It is by faith that we see and know.
因为借着信心，我们看见而且知道。
So now we come in verse 18 and 19 to three things that we see with the eyes of our heart.
所以在18-19节呢，保罗列出了三件我们可以用属灵的眼睛看见的事。
Hope, inheritance, power.
就是盼望、指望，还有基业，还有能力。
That you may know the hope of his calling.
所以我们可以知道他的恩召的指望。
His calling reminds us that we did not choose him, he chose us, he called us.
他的恩召呢，提醒我们，不是我们来选他，而是他选了我们，他拣选了我们，呼召了我们。
God called us to be his children forever.
神呼召我们永远做他的儿女。
The hope of his calling then directs our attention to the future, to the ultimate future, and the expectation of good.
他的恩召呢，给了我们指望，让我们能够看见那个将来，那个永远最终的那个良善。
To be specific, Christian hope is about Jesus, about Jesus coming again.
换句话说呢，我们基督徒的指望呢，就是耶稣基督，耶稣基督的再来。
When he comes again, he brings in the consummation of our salvation, glorification.
当他再来的时候呢，他就完成了在我们身上的救赎，还有我们的荣耀。
He gives us new glorified body, and he redeems us to dwell forever in new heaven and earth.
因为他要给我们一个荣耀的身体，而且他要救赎我们。让我们在新天新地里面居住。
So when we see with the eyes of our hearts,
所以当我们用心里的眼睛来看的时候，
which is to say we look by faith with these spiritual eyes,
换句话说，我们借着信心用我们属灵的眼睛来看，
we then truly appreciate the magnitude of our eternal salvation.
那我们就可以真实的来感恩我们所得着的这个永远的救恩有何等的伟大。
And Paul indicates that this is a crucial part of our knowing God.
那保罗说，在我们认识神的过程中，这个认识是非常的重要的。
It's God saying, if you want to know me, meditate on the greatness of the eternal destiny that is yours because of my having chosen you.
换句话说呢，神似乎是在跟我们讲，如果你们要认识我，那么你们就必须要思考，要去默想你们的恩召，还有那个这个将来的永恒的将来的永远的那个神所给我们的这个救恩。
The next phrase is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
那第二件事情呢，就是他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等。
That's a dense expression.
这也是一个表达。
How do we make sense of that? How do we unpack that? We take it a word at a time.
那这一句话呢，我们怎么样来把它解开呢？我们一个字一个字来看。
Inheritance sounds like that which heirs receive when somebody who made a will dies.
那基业是什么呢？就是当一个人写了遗嘱以后过世了，那他的那个他的继承人就得到这个产业。
Paul has already used this word twice in this epistle.
在这一卷 书信里面，保罗已经用这个字用了两次。
In verse 11, he says, "We have obtained an inheritance."
在第十一节，他说，我们也在他里面得了基业。
And in verse 14, he says that the Holy Spirit is given as a pledge of our inheritance.
第十四节，这圣灵就是我们得基业的凭据。
He's saying that we expect to inherit great glory.
保罗是在这里说呢，我们有一个盼望，我们将来要继承一个大的荣耀。
But here in verse 18, he speaks of God's inheritance in the saints.
但是在第十八节呢，这里讲的是说神要在圣徒中得基业。
That may sound like a little bit of an odd expression to some of us.
对我们有些人来说，这一句话听起来很奇怪。
Who has to die so that God can inherit something?
那到底是谁要死了，所以神可以继承一个产业呢？
That's not the concept.
但是这里不是这么这个意思。
Actually, this is a word that also could be translated possession.
这里的基业呢，其实也可以被翻译成来就是一个拥有的一个产业。
Many times in the Old Testament, God spoke of His inheritance, which is Israel.
因为在旧约里面好多次神说到他的基业，他指的是以色列。
He says He uniquely possesses Israel as His own people.
因为在旧约里面他说他拥有以色列成为他的产业。
In Exodus 34:9, Moses said, O Lord, pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us as your inheritance.
在出埃及记第34章第9节，摩西在这里说，耶和华他救赎我们，使我们成为他的产业。
In Deuteronomy 4, Lord, you took and brought people out of Egypt to be the people of your inheritance.
在生命记第四章，摩西也说：“主啊，耶和华你救赎你的百姓，出了埃及，成为你的产业。”
In 1 Samuel 10, Samuel anointed King Saul to be king and says, "Has not the Lord anointed you to be ruler over His inheritance?"
在撒母耳记第一章，撒母耳记上第十章，在这边扫罗王当他被膏的时候。那个撒母耳对他说，耶和华膏你成为以色列的君，这以色列就是耶和华的产业。
As Israel was God's inheritance, so the church is God's possession forever.
就好像以色列是耶和华的产业，教会也永远是神的产业。
When he speaks of the glory of his inheritance, then he's looking especially toward the day when we areglorified.
当他讲到这个产业的丰盛的荣耀的时候，其实神看到的是那一天当我们得荣耀的时候。
Paul's amazing, stunning point here is that God is not unlike a child admiring the Christmas tree and the presents under it.
保罗在这里讲的呢
is
保罗在这里讲的呢，就好像是，他讲神，他在这里描写神呢，就好像一个小孩子，他看见了一个圣诞树的时候，他心里他看着圣诞树底下的那个礼物，那样子的一个带着充满惊喜的期盼。
Not all of those packages are complete surprises, right?
其实呢，这些圣诞树下的礼物常常都不会是非常是完全的惊奇。
But you can't open it till December
25.
The amazing truth is that God is so excited about inheriting us.
但是这个奇妙的事实呢，却是神对于他将来要拥有我们 成为他的产业是非常非常的兴奋。
When God looks at us, He doesn't see us the same way we see ourselves.
所以当神看我们的时候，不像我们今天看我们那个样子。
He sees not so much what we are, but what He intends to make us.
他看我们不是我们今天的样子，而是他将来要把我们变成的样子。
The glory of His inheritance in the saints.
他所在圣徒中所得到的基业是非常的荣耀的。
The riches of the glory of His inheritance.
他的产业的荣耀是丰盛的荣耀。
That's what we are going to be.
这就是我们要成为的。
And we grow to appreciate that only as He gives us spiritual insight by faith.
要我们能够对这些事情有感恩的，能够接受的话，我们必须心中的眼睛被打开。
This is insight into God's value system.
而这是我们能够看一看神他心中的这个价值的系统。
That's why this is important in terms of toward knowing God.
这件事情对我们认识神是非常的重要。
God's got this vast universe.
因为神有这个伟大的宇宙。
And He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth.
而他要造一个新天新地。
But what He's really excited about is us.
但是他真正兴奋的呢，却是我们。
That's God's value system.
那这就是神所看为价值有宝贝的。
Thirdly, the greatness of His power toward us who believe.
第三点就是他在我们信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
Power that corresponds to that which He exercised when He raised Jesus from the dead.
而这个大能呢，就是他，他在使耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，神所使用的这个能力。
It takes spirit eyes, the eyes of the heart, to appreciate this power.
让我们必须用我们心中的眼睛，这个属灵的眼睛，我们才能够接受并且对这个能力感到感恩。
Tim the Tool Man, one of my all-time heroes. An American television show from the 1990s, sorry. Home Improvement.
Sorry. Okay, 在那个电视节目那个 Home Improvement 里面那个 Tim the Tool Man. Okay.
Some of you maybe get it.
他讲的是电视上有一个 TV show.
I'm fascinated by power.
我对于这个能力呢
okay.
非常的惊奇。
Power. Barry Bonds. Okay, he's not hitting him into the McCovey Cove anymore. I have a backhoe. A tractor. I have a tractor.
I do. 他有一个推土机。
I own a tractor.
他有一个推土机。
I drive a tractor.
而且我会开。
Is that cool?
推土机是不是很棒？
I can reach out there 18 feet, 20 feet and scoop up a couple hundred pounds of dirt just like that.
我可以呢挖呢18、20尺深的那个洞，然后把那个土这样子挖上来。
I had to do that yesterday.
挖土机。
I was doing that yesterday out in our yard. Yeah.
我昨天就在我后院挖土。
Diesel and hydraulic fluid, fabulous, wonderful power.
我的推土机很有能力，它是那个柴油，柴 diesel 柴油。
I got out there with my hand shovel and said, I don't think so.
我不会试着用铲子去挖土，因为我有那个推土挖土机。
How about a Saturn V rocket that propels thousands of pounds of stuff up into space?
同时呢，就好像太空船，它在那个升天，从地球升天的时候，它所放出来的能力也是非常的浩大。
We've seen pictures of the devastation from a hurricane or a tornado.
有时候我们看见那个飓风和暴风的这个杀伤力。
The power of a tsunami.
还有这个海啸的能力。
The power of a sunstorm shooting matter thousands of miles out from that gravity.A sunstorm. Sunspots. I'm sorry. Never mind. Supernova?
What,
I don't know. But none of these match the power conquering death.
但是所有这些能力呢，跟胜过死亡的能力相比都没有办法比。
Immortal, endless, indomitable life.
这是一个不能死亡、不能毁坏的生命。
God raised a dead man, Jesus.
因为神他把一个死去的人耶稣使他复活。
And he promised to raise us from the dead.
而且神也应许要使我们每一个人从死里复活。
No amount of diesel can copy that.
没有一个柴油的引擎可以做成这样子的事。
And in Paul's expression here, he says, the surpassing greatness of his power in accordance with the working of the strength of his might.
在二十节保罗说要照着他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。
We got four different words that mean power.
所以这里呢有很多的字来形容这个能力。
Power, working, strength, might.
他在这里呢他说能力还有大能大力还有运行。
How many synonyms are there?
所以这里有很多同义字。
And besides that, he magnifies the first one by speaking of the surpassing greatness of the power.
他另外还要更加的加强，所以他说那个浩大何等浩大的力量。
I wonder if Shakespeare could have come up with a more elegant or poetic expression.
我想可能莎士比亚都没有办法把这个能力描写的比这里更好。
It's just such a magnificent concept. We can't put the words together to say how grand God's power is.
这里的所描写的这个观念呢是这么的大，我们没有办法用我们有限的话来形容神的大能大力。
We just have to slow down and wonder as Paul attempts to communicate this.
我们必须慢下来，然后我们来去体会，去思想，去体会保罗在这里所描写的这个大能大力。
To marvel at our God and His stupendous power.
我们就会惊讶我们的神他的伟大的能力。
When we recognize and appreciate what He is expressing, describing, and we can never fully grasp it.
虽然我们没有办法我们永远没有办法完全的体会。完全的了解他这里所描绘的。
Here too, we are beginning to know God as he prays that we would.
但是慢慢的，就是照着保罗的祷告，我们可以慢慢的来认识神。
Finally, this is a prayer that Paul prays for the saints.
这里是保罗为圣徒们的祷告。
Paul is a pastor at heart.
保罗呢，他在心里是一个牧者。
Pastors, elders, hear me, hear Paul.
牧师们、长老们，听我说，听保罗讲。
This is how we're supposed to pray for the sheep.
这就是我们应该为我们的羊群所做的祷告。
This is not to say that Paul never prayed this way for himself.
我们并不是在说保罗从来没有为自己做这样子的祷告。
I think it is appropriate that we pray this for ourselves.
我相信我们也应该这样子为自己祷告。
Oh God, grant me spiritual wisdom and revelation to know you better.
主啊，求你赐给我智慧和启示的灵，使我更深的来认识你。
But if so, how much more should we be praying this for our people?
如果我们都为自己祷告的话，那更何况我们当然要用同样的祷告来为我们的百姓、
Pray this for your pastor.
为神的百姓祷告。
Pray this for your pastor.And for missionaries.
为我们的牧师，为我们的宣教士，用这样子来祷告。
When you go on a missions trip, write a prayer letter to your supporters.
当我们出去宣教的时候，当我们写信给我们支持的人。
But especially this is the pastor praying for the flock.
这里的祷告，尤其是牧师为他的羊群的祷告。
We must believe this is their greatest need.
我们必须相信这是他们最大的需要。
Notice what Paul did not include in his prayer.
那保罗在他的祷告里面没有祷告到的。
There's no mention of petitions for physical needs.
在这里保罗并没有提到身体上的需要。
I'm sure that Paul did pray for physical needs and mundane matters.
我相信保罗也有祷告身体上的需要，还有我们日常生活中的需要。
Surely he prayed for comfort and strength when a loved one is suffering some serious trial.
当我们所爱的人经过试炼痛苦的时候，我相信他也会祷告求安慰求力量。
But if we pray such prayers, how much more should we be praying this prayer?
但是如果我们为我们的身体我们日常生活的需要祷告，那我们更应该更多的为这个来祷告。
Our outer man concerns are not really our most important needs.
因为我们外体所需要的其实不是我们真正最大的需要。
Nor are these God's first priority.
这也不是神的优先最重要的事。
God knows our greatest need is to know Him.
因为神知道我们最大的需要就是认识神。
This much He is urging us, that we should pray for one another.
所以保罗在这里说我们要彼此代祷。
Even when there is no particular trial,
虽然即使我们中间没有很大的困难。
And we pray this prayer for every Christian we ever meet for the rest of our lives.
我们必须用这个祷告为所有我们所认识的基督徒祷告，用我们这一生的时间来做这样子的祷告。
This is a prayer we never outgrow.
因为这一个祷告呢，我们永远不会说我们长到太成熟了，不需要了。
I want to urge you this week to review this passage of Scripture numerous times.
我希望这个礼，我鼓励大家在这个礼拜里面，我们来重复的思想、复习这一段的经文。
Meditate on phrase after phrase, word after word.
让我们一句一句、一个字一个字的反复默想。
Meditate on God, on His calling, His inheritance.His power.
让我们来默想神，默想他的恩召，他的基业，还有他的能力。
And pray for family, pray for friends, pray for your church, pray for your pastor, pray for your people.
让我们为我们的家庭，为我们的家人，我们的朋友，我们的教会，我们的牧师祷告。
Praying at all times in the Spirit.
在圣灵里随时祷告。
That's when we know God.
那我们就能够认识神。
Let us pray. Oh God in heaven.
让我们来祷告。在天上的神。
We bow before you as the Lord of all.
我们在你面前下拜，你是我们的主。
And we thank you for deigning, for condescending to make yourself known to us.
我们感谢你，让你能够向我们启示降卑，使我们能够来认识你。
Oh God, reveal yourself anew and afresh to us.
让我求你赐给我们更新鲜的启示，启示你自己。
Grant us wisdom.
给我们智慧。
Unto knowing you.
来认识你。
Make of this congregation a people that is your great glorious inheritance.
让在这里的教会，这里的百姓，是你荣耀的基业。
And we pray that through us, the world may see you.
我们并且祷告，让这个世界能够因着我们来认识、见到你。
What a great and wonderful Savior we have.
因为我们所有的救主是何等的奇妙伟大。
In the name of Jesus we pray, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告， Amen.
我们非常谢谢 Dr. Tuck 给我们的分享。
Thank you for Dr. Tuck's message. We appreciate it very much.
我知道 Dr. Tuck 从前是也当牧师做了十几年。
Know that Dr. Tuck used to be a pastor for more than 10 years.
Yeah, 所以我想他的信息不光是让我们看见圣经的经义，而且是让我们生活里面非常重要的操练。
So his message not only gives us insight into the scriptures, but also important for our daily practice.
我们有一首诗歌做结束，我们唱277首。
Let's sing a hymn as a conclusion.
刚刚讲的三个 keywords 是什么？
So what are the three keywords that Dr. Tuck?
第一个 hope， 第二个
inheritance，
第三个
power。
可是我觉得我们真的需要一直在主面前很谦卑的求主真正开我们的眼睛哈。
We really need to come before the Lord and ask humbly for the Lord to open our eyes.
因为这三个都是很大的字。
So all these three keywords are great words.
而且这三个字是从神发起的，然后却临到我们。
So these three words are of God and yet came to us.
我想你们如果看电视 TV show 主持人说，等一下会后所有的观众每一个人发一个 iPad。
So if you watch a TV talk show, if the talk show host say that after the program everyone will receive an iPad,
你说底下会什么？
What do you think it will happen?
然后都会拍手的哈。
Everyone will clap and then
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到这个属灵的丰富的时候，我们里面常常信心跟不上来。
But yet when we talk about spiritual richesThe inheritance, oftentimes our faith does not match up.
我们真的求神帮助我们，让我们真是心中的眼睛被开，让我们真知道他。
We ask the Lord to really open our eyes, the spiritual eyes, so that we may know Him.
277首，我们唱第一节、第二节跟第四节。第一节讲 inheritance, 讲丰富的 inheritance. 第二节讲这个浩大的能力。第四节讲那个荣耀的盼望，我们就唱一二四节。
So we sing on stanzas 1, 2, and 4 about inheritance, power, and hope.
我愿更多认识基督，更多追踪他的试着把今天的经文能够背的就背，不能背的我们把它好好的念一遍好不好？也像Dr. Tuck 提醒我们的，这个礼拜用这段的经文成为我们的祷告。
Let's read or recite if possible this passage and use this passage to meditate throughout the week.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们，并真知道他， 并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使我们知道恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。我们有一个祷告，我们结束了。
Have a prayer before we end.
主，我们谢谢你早晨这样子对我们说话。
Lord, we thank you for speaking to us this morning.
主，我们在这里真的是我们向你呼求，来照明我们心中的眼睛。
We cry out to you that you may enlighten our understanding.
主啊，因为我们太多的认识都是在知识上的认识而已。
Oftentimes our understanding of you are only informational.
我们求你照明我们心中的眼睛，使我们真知道你。
We pray that you will enlighten the eyes of our understanding that we may know you.
是的，知道你的恩召有何等的指望。
To know what is the hope of your calling.
知道你在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And the riches of glory of your inheritance in the saints.
而且知道你向我们这信的人所要显的能力是何等的浩大。
And also the power toward us who believe is so great and exceeding great.
主啊，但愿这三件事情成为我们这个礼拜极大的祝福。
We pray that these three things will be great blessings for us this week.
哦，让我们这个人活得真的是充满了荣耀的盼望。
That we may live a life that's full of glory.
充满了上头来的能力。
And also the hope and the power from above.
哦，也让我们真的是在这里得享你一切丰富的基业。
And that we may enjoy the inheritance from you.
好，让我们也都成为你荣耀的基业。
And we also become your possession and inheritance.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们把 Dr. Tuck 和他的全家都交在你的手中。
And we also entrust Dr. Tuck and his family in your hands.
我们谢谢你今天早晨给我们这样子在主里交通的机会。
We thank you for this opportunity for spiritual sharing this morning.
主啊，求你使用我们亲爱的弟兄成为更多人的祝福。
We pray that you may use our brother to be even greater blessing for many.
也为神家预备更多合用的器皿。
And that will also prepare more vessels for the house of God.
保守我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹和朋友们。
Please keep every one of us here, including the friends.
让我们在你的爱中、恩典中、真理中不住的长进。
That we may grow in your love, in your grace and truth.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.